Thank you very much, April. The text board has gone mad now. Missile. When somebody says, "Oh, I'll see how I go," I could be there. It means they're not coming, right?
Yeah, Bozza, he's pulled through. Text. What a man!
Hello, good evening, all. How are you, all?
Good, yeah. Bozza.
Wonderful
good.
To be here at the Sporting Globe, my local.
This is your backyard, isn't it?
It is. I just walked down here. I've got to go in 10 minutes to pick the kids up from after school care.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but I thought I'd come down to see. I told you I would do everything. Isn't it great? What a great city we are, mate.
As I keep saying, Boz, there's 196 countries in this world. We're in the middle of winter here.
More countries.
Yes.
There's more countries than that.
No, there's not.
There is.
It's
209 nations in FIFA that play football.
Yes, but... Yes.
Yeah, no. You got him.
No.
You got him.
No, no. Protest dismissed.
Yes.
Officially, go and Google how many countries there are.
Okay, okay.
Back.
Lead me to it.
And there's more people in FIFA than there are in the United Nations.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So,
yes,
anyway, great to have your company, Bozza.
great to be. How has been going? All
you
good?
Just missed the scene. So, Squirrel, who's gone to the bar, he's loading himself up on some vodkas.
Okay.
Hail to the Squirrel. He's tipped the whole pub here, this
Beautiful.
Particular greyhound.
Beautiful.
It comes around the bend. It's coming second. It's going to get beat. Comes over the top and wins scenes.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Now, what's going on State of Origin this weekend?
Yeah, I think there's certainties of Blues. What do you think, Boz?
I'm going for the Blues as well.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful game, and I do think that Queensland were marginally better in the first game, but the bottom line is this.
Yeah.
If those two decisions was quite easily, could have went the
absolutely.
Other way for those two tries, New South Wales still wins.
Exactly.
Okay, that's another point together. It's gone. I think New South Wales will win, and it'll go to a third game as well.
Yep.
And you've got International Week as well. You've got other rugby league games going on.
Yes.
You know, Tonga and New Zealand, all that playing.
Massive.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be massive. All the calls
but
on
this
SCN, by the way.
In my opinion, this is how it should be. So
there's
no NRL this weekend. It's concentrating completely on the representative game.
Yes.
All right, the teams can regroup. They can, you know, get their injuries fixed, this, that, and the other. That's how it should be, in my opinion, for the 3 weeks. It's your marquee event. Don't take the shine of it in any type of way. Nor don't put the players through. It's the hardest game, in my opinion, in the world.
Yeah.
Right? There's no padding and all that. They go through. You know, you've played it.
Yeah.
Don't let, you know, we're beyond the time when we have to say, oh, yeah, players are okay. They can play Wednesday, Saturday. Yeah, great. But think about them long term. You know what I mean? Put them in cotton wool a little bit.
100%.
You know, it's not as if you've got a great deal of depth all around the world where you can go to. They're special players. Look after them in a special way. There's no, you can take your season out another month if you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard Jimmy Smith the other day talking about the schedule. He's only played for like 7 months, 8 months a year. What about the other four,
How
buddy?
Easy.
Yeah.
Now, Bozza, I saw you in a video the other day.
How are you?
I was scrolling through Facebook, and you came up in a video. So it was a video.
Yes.
It was a Manchester United trivia night.
Oh, right.
And there was Roy Keane had a blow up with Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yes.
So Alex Ferguson's table won the trivia, and Roy Keane blew up. Threw his baby out of the cot.
I'm going to do that.
And stormed out. And in the background is a young Mark Bosnich. Do you remember that?
Yeah, probably do.
How many stories have you got about...
about Keno?
Yeah.
Keno, well, look, to be fair to Keno, he would probably get into on the verge of an actual fight.
Yeah.
Probably about once a month, but he was a skipper.
Really?
He was a top man. And that's the way he did it. And to be fair as well to Sir Alex, you know, if people try to break it up, he'd say, like, don't be like United Nations. Let him go because there'll be problems. As long as on Saturday, when it comes to match day, once we cross that white line, everyone's together. Because there were won't go into detail, but there were quite a few people on the team who actually didn't talk to each other.
Oh, wow. Right?
But when it came to Saturday, those people who didn't talk to each other will be the first ones backing each other up. That's the key.
Wow.
That's the key to team
that's
spirit.
That's crazy, isn't
if
it?
If you can get that in your dressing room, I mean, times have changed.
Yeah.
But if you can get that in your dressing room where, you know, okay, you know, I don't like your job.
Yeah.
You know what, Boz? You know what? I really don't like you either. But you know when we go on the pitch, I'm there for you, mate, and you're there for me? Because that's so important as well, James. You know, like, as I said to somebody today about team spirit, when you're talking about a team, if you're that much better than somebody, just like swim, right? If you're that much better than something, does it really matter? It doesn't matter as much, but when you're close, when it's a tenth of a second, then everything comes into it. Team spirit. You know, obviously we can measure fitness at the mental side. All those little things come into it when you're going against somebody who's really close to you.
Tell us about Alex Ferguson. What is it about him that made him so good?
I think he was a wonderful spotter of talent. I also think he delegated exceptionally well. I think he was always one of them. He used to say to us, then he used to like translate little things he used to say to you when you were a youngster. That's probably how he goes about things. You know, it's what you can and what you can't do. So he had people that could do things that he couldn't and vice versa. And he was very, I would say, an expert, if you like, without, you know, a lot of people sort of misuse that word these days. He was superb at control. So unless he had full control, it was either you or him, and not 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10 would be you.
with Sir Alex, so with the football manager, when you go out on the pitch to train, does he have the whistle?
Well,
and
some do. He was an old-fashioned manager. So sometimes he would just walk out for 10 minutes.
Really?
And not say a word.
So you've got like a fitness coach.
A first-team coach, the assistant to the first-team coach, the fitness coach, the goalkeeping coach.
So he's more managing personalities and relationships.
So sometimes he would walk out. Usually it was like the Tuesday, say if we're playing on the Saturday. Say if there was a full week, which was very rare.
Yeah.
He would just walk out, hands behind the back, and just look, not say a word to anyone, and then go upstairs and watch the session.
It's crazy, isn't it?
There you go.
There's no NRL coaches that really do that,
Does Wayne Bennett not do something very similar?
That's the person I think most of with similarities. But so, Boz, would you say that he also would get the very best coaching staff?
He would get the coaching staff that he considered the very best. Yeah. If it was down to the boys, you can't, like you said, you can't let the players decide everything.
No, that's right.
They might have a bit of input. He had his leadership group, and they may have a bit of input, but it's got to be your decision in the end. And I think that's an important lesson as well for these owners, and especially now. I was talking about that today because obviously Manchester United, Aston Villa, two of my old teams, Leeds United, Crystal Palace are touring Australia. Unfortunately, not here in New South Wales, but they're touring the rest of Australia in July. And somebody was asking about the new manager, and I just said, look, give him the power, trust him. Joel, if I'm your employee, I'm like, look, listen, I'm the boss, Joel. Yeah. You know that. Doesn't matter. I'm paying you and James to be the best you can be. I trust you.
Yep.
I trust you with everything. I've got Brooksy there to oversee you. I trust you. If you stuff up, at least you stuff up on your own.
Yes.
Not because I've come down and said, listen, I don't like what the way you talked about Parramatta before. That's not my job.
Right.
That's my opinion. That's how. And that. And really, that's what I'm. Martin Edwards originally did, the original chairman, and it took time. It took time. I mean, the first 3 years was not good, and it wasn't until he won the FA Cup in 1990, and then the rest was history. But during that cup run, it was touch and go whether or not they stood by him. So that's one way of doing it. Everyone's different. Then you've got Chelsea under Roman Abramovich, who's now sold the club to Todd Bowley at Chelsea. Since Abramovich was the chairman, he must have had, I don't know, off the top of my head, I'd probably say 6 or 7 managers. But they've won more trophies than any other domestic English side. So there's always different ways.
That's right.
You've got to pick a way that suits you.
Hey, Boz, I know you got to go, but...
I'm off to Luna tonight. They have something to eat down the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
So the gentleman, Gary, who owns the vast majority of restaurants down here at King Street Wharf, he's opened this restaurant now at the rocks. Fantastic. Modern Asian. Luna. So we're going to go.
What are you going to have? What's on the top of your mind?
Well, I went and tried it yesterday. I always go in there as a recce, like SAS first, just in case I'll get in trouble off the missus. So I had the sweet and sour chicken, which was superb.
Yeah.
And I had this like a green type rice with endomane, broccoli, and all that in it. I'll see if I've got a picture to show you. Obviously, everyone listening.
Here's something I prepared.
Just describe it.
Hang on, let me go there. Yeah.
You know what every modern restaurant does now? The kingfish ceviche. Does it. Yeah. Love the kingfish ceviche. Here it is.
So that's the chicken.
Oh, yeah. The
that's
green
that rice. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, the views. Outstanding.
The green Condoleezza rice.
Yeah. There you go.
Outstanding. Hey, by the way, I think Spudder's arrived. I can smell the cologne from a mile away.
I can see. He looks very smart.
Hey, Bozza.
All right, I've got to go.
We appreciate your
time,
mate.
Great to see you all. Watching this weekend. Take care.
You said you'd pop in, and you did.
I did. No worries. I've got to go pick him up now, and then I'm going to have my sweet and sour chicken.
Beautiful. The great Bozza. Infectious. The Bozza. In fact, one bloke's got Bozza with a few aubergines behind it. But anyway, there you go. 1300 01 1170. This is the run home. Bozza's in the house. Bud Carroll has just turned up. Oh, Mrs. Magnuson's just turned up.
Mrs. Magnuson.
Oh, here we go. Well, that's what you said was happening tonight anyway. 1300 01 1170. The run home with Joel and the missile Magnuson. More to come after this.